Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, Hitgalut perak aleph pasuk het. Anochi aleph vetav, rosh vasof, ne'um Adonai Elohim, asher hu hove vehaya veyavo, Elohei Tzevaot. I am the aleph and the tav, the first and the last, says the Lord God, the one who is and who was and who is to come, God Almighty. And now for the Hebrew walkthrough. Anochi, I am, Aleph. This is the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet, which denotes primacy, preeminence, lordship, ineffability, among other things. In Koine Greek, that is the Greek of the New Testament, Aleph is translated as Alpha. Anochi Aleph therefore means, I am the Aleph, I am the preeminent one, I am the source of all reality. Vetav. This is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, or the Omega in Greek. The Tav represents a mark or sign of the covenant of God. Anochi Aleph Vetav. I am the Alpha and Omega, or the A to Z, or the Aleph and Tav. Rosh, the head, the beginning, the chief part. Vasof, the end, the conclusion, the goal. Ne'um, saith, Adonai Elohim. The Lord God. Ne'um Adonai Elohim, says the Lord God. So the first part of the verse reads, Anochi Aleph Vetav, Rosh Vasof, Ne'um Adonai Elohim. I am the Aleph and Tav, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. The second part, Asher, who that or which, who is, Asher who is, Hove, the one who is, Vehaya, and the one who was, Veyavo, and the one who is to come, Elohei, the God of, Tzevaot, hosts, or the armies of heaven, or more simply, the Almighty. So the second part reads, Asher hu hove vehaya veyavo Elohei Tzevaot, the one who is and was and is to come, God Almighty. So let's read this verse all together now. Anochi Aleph Vetav, Rosh Vasof, Ne'um Adonai Elohim, Asher Hu Hove, Vehaya Veyavo, Elohei Tzevaot. I am the Aleph and Tav, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God, the one who is, and who was, and who is to come, God Almighty. I want to interject here and ask who it is that is saying these words. As some have said that it is the Father saying these words, but if you look a little further in Revelation chapter 1, namely 1 verse 12, you'll see that John turned to see the voice that was speaking these words to him, and he saw the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe and a golden sash about his chest. The hair of his head was like snow, and his eyes were like flaming fire. And a bit further in Revelation 1:18, this one says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and death. This refers to Yeshua. This is Yeshua speaking. He is Aleph Vetav. He is the first and the last. He is the Lord God Almighty. His life is invincible and indomitable. He alone possesses immortality. He alone dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion forever. That's from 1 Timothy 6:16. Yeshua is the one. He is the one who is and who was and who is to come. He is God of the armies of heaven, the Almighty One. This passage refers to Yeshua, the Savior, the Lord over all. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the only Savior. He is the only Lord, and He is Yeshua. His is the name above all other names, and to Him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and may the Lord bless you as you study Biblical Hebrew, the language of the kingdom, l'ikvod Yeshua Meshichenu, for the glory of Jesus our Messiah. Shalom, shalom.